Which way do you face when you take a shower?
What?
651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
No, seriously. So this is all the question is. When you're in the shower, do you face the water or do you keep your back to the water? 651-641-1071.
I'm declining that answer.
Whatever, Tan Mom. The reason we're asking is because this is apparently an internet debate that was started by somebody named Alice, who tweeted, and I quote, "It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water." And it has gone viral.
Well, what are people saying?
Well, people are saying all kinds of things. Like, one person replied, "I slowly rotate like a side of beef on a spit."
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a new one.
Other people have said things like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm not getting all the replies. Hold on. I slowly rotate like a piece of beef on the spit. Emma said both. Forwards to wash my body and back to wash my hair. Queen of Scotty said, I don't like my face in the water at all unless I've had a terrible day. And you do that thing that they do in films where you put your hands on the wall and lean forward with your hair streaming down like you've just blown up an entire planet and need some time to think.
Nice.
Somebody said, depends on who you're showering with. somebody said, that's weird. Face the shower when washing your front parts, back to the shower when washing your back parts. You are allowed to turn around during the process.
I was going to say, I didn't know you needed to, like, stand fast.
Nicola said, always back to the shower. You should never, ever, ever wash your face in there. Most people have the water too hot. She said, I only ever spin around to rinse the suds off my boobs. Neat.
Well, how do you wash the front part?
I mean, I think that's what she means. She only spins around to do the... I don't know. Maybe she does it all at the same time. Anyway, so yeah, everybody... Lucy said, wait, what? People face away from the water? I don't get it.
That to me is... That's the second act of the shower. Like, for me, the first act is to face it head on and do some rub-a-dub-dub. And then once you've, like, scoured all the nooks and crannies, that's when you turn around and let the warm water run over your head and you just think about life a little bit and relax.
651-641-1071. Which direction do you face in the shower? But see, I do feel like there is one, like, I hope everybody turns around, because, again, you can turn around in the shower, but... To me, you probably spend more time facing one direction. No?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's true. I'll have to, like, measure myself the next time I'm in the shower, which, you know, I've done that before.
Okay. All right.
Who hasn't?
Hey, we've got a phone.
Thanks, Holly.
Call.
Who do we have on the line?
We have Mary.
Hello, Mary. Mary, which way do you face in the shower?
Oh, my gosh. We're talking about showers again?
Yeah.
Hysterical. Okay. So initially, it's always back to the water,
mm-hmm.
and the only time I face the water is to get the facial scrub off my face.
Okay. And so it's you spend the majority of the time back to the water.
Back to the water.
See, yes, and this is what I mean. Everybody, I think everybody has, like, a preferred mode, and yours is back to the water. Thank you, Mary. And she's referring, when she's talking about showers again, she's referring to the fact that we had a long conversation about Holly's and my aversion to showers.
Which is weird.
I'm not averse to them. I just, it's like a suggestion.
Wait, what am I doing?
Well, I was just reminding Bradley that the reason Mary was talking about us talking about showers again is because we've had some conversations about
you don't need to shower every day.
Being optional.
No, you need to bathe every day.
Hey, Dawn's on the line.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Which way do you face? Toward the water or away?
So I used to face towards the water, but now I face away from the water, and I make sure I don't have contacts in.
Ooh.
My bonus daughter ended up getting what's called an acanthamoeba in her eye from tap water in local Hastings, Minnesota.
Get out.
What is an acanthamoeba?
It is a bug basically that lives in water, ocean water, tap water, any water.
What?
And she almost lost her eye, like not like going blind, like we almost had to remove her eye. When you wear a contact, and if this is in your water system, it can go between the contact and your eye,
mm-mm,
and then it stays there and burrows into your cornea.
Mm-mm. So here's...
Like, legitimately, we were taking her to the U of M 3 times a week for 2-hour procedures for like 5 months.
Oh,
okay, so
my
what's
God.
Interesting
never
is
supposed to, you are never supposed to shower with contacts in ever, 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 because if you didn't have a contact in, it would normally just flush right out.
Okay, so good news, I don't wear contacts. Bad news, when I woke up this morning, I didn't know that this was something I was going to worry about, and now
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, and I'm glad that she's okay. My goodness gracious. Holy buckets.
Okay, well, that
Bradley
that
is now Googling it. Bradley's?
Yeah, well, it's, what she said, though, was that, you know, and I don't wear contacts, so I'm fine, but all y'all bitches with contacts out there, take
mm-hmm.
them out!
Mm-hmm. Don't let that water get in your eyes. Do we have any other callers, Holly?
Yeah, Patty's on the
okay,
line.
Okay, let's go to Patty. Hello, Patty. Patty, hey, which...
You guys are forgetting about the third option.
What's the third option?
I have my little handheld thing, so I just, like, I spray it in my front, I spray it in my back, but you know what? I guess when I'm using that, I am facing forward.
Okay.
Well, wait, forward meaning what?
Toward the
water?
Toward the nozzle.
Toward the water, right? Okay. But the water is, like, I'm holding it in my hand, but I guess I am facing forward.
Yeah. See, now you know. There is a direction that you prefer.
I don't feel like, I don't know, I'll have to pay more attention. I don't feel like
Patty.
I'm doing a carousel.
You're just turning
depending
like
on
a,
what I'm washing.
Like meat on the spit.
Yeah, because I gotta, you know, jiggle some stuff over here, turn it around, jiggle some stuff over here. Scrub a rub a dub dub. I mean, you got to, right? Because you want to get it under the water to get it clean. Unless you do have a handheld, then you can just kind of manipulate it wherever you want.
Can I just tell you something? So we've established I hate being wet. I love being in the shower and I love being clean, but I don't like that period of time between the shower and your body being fully dry. I just don't like
being wet.
The feeling
probably because it makes you cold.
Probably
because the
part
air
of it.
Will cool down. Yeah.
Yeah. So
then the
I
water gets wet.
Have a tendency. The water gets wet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to take incredibly long showers. Like,
it's bad for your skin.
You know what, Bradley? I
rubs the oil off.
I'm sure that that's true. I'm trying to prolong the shower so I don't have that wet
time. Do you know what helps with that? I've learned is that like when it gets super cold, if the temperature is the issue, is just keeping the door closed, which you probably do because you have people.
Yeah, because I have so many humans in my house that don't need to be privy to my bathroom situations.
Like,
but
my door's always open.
What I was going to say was that I think I actually spend probably 10% of the shower actually doing the cleaning piece.
And then you're just wasting water.
And then I just waste water for the rest of it. Okay. And just sit there and contemplate my life choices while I allow the warm water to wash all over me.
I try to get out as quickly as humanly possible. My partner, he does God knows what in the shower. He's like, you know, baking cookies. I mean, it is forever because he's got all these processes that he does. You won't be surprised to learn. His hair process takes like 10 minutes. He'll be like, oh my God, you need to get in the shower and get ready. I'm like, it takes me 5 minutes to rub a rag over it and get out.
So here's the other thing. He strikes me as a person, and I love your partner. You know this. And he and I have a lot in common. I feel like he actually follows the directions on the shampoo bottle.
Oh, of course.
That say lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, so like his current conditioning program requires him to wait 10 minutes or something. He waits 10 minutes on a timer. Yep. He follows directions to the letter.
Oh, I love him. He's the best.
But I do not dilly-dally. Same on the toilet. You'll get hemorrhoids. It's not good. Just get in, get out. Let it go. Move on.
When we come back, we're going to check with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to find out what we should be watching this weekend on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Every Friday, Every Friday on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
That's my name.
Yeah, we like to check in with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to see what we should be streaming this weekend. Hey, Paul.
Hello, that was the best lead-in song I could have asked for.
We picked it just for you. Just kidding, we didn't, but you know what? It worked out really well.
And we said your name.
Exactly. Yes. So this week we have a little theme to our visit, do we not?
Love themes.
Yes, we're going for streaming series that are new. And the first one I want to talk about is this new Hulu limited series straight out of Great Britain, and it's called The Sister.
Ooh.
Now, it stars Russell Tovey as a man who one night a former friend of his knocks on his door to remind him of some skeletons in his closet. Because years past, they're both involved in the death of a young woman, and that young woman just happens to be his wife's sister.
Ooh.
Now, as the series progresses, we find out what exactly may have happened that night.
Interesting. So, do we know any of these people that are in this?
Well, you may know Russell Tovey. I mean, the gays may. He was on a HBO show called Looking. He was also in Years and Years. So you may recognize his face. I've had a couple friends reach out saying, ooh, Russell Tovey, how is he?
Because he's to not him. Ugly.
No, that is for sure. He's a very nice, very good-looking gentleman. Yeah. So based on this book called Burial by Neil Cross also went and wrote the screenplay for this, and he's the creator of Luther. So there are some names attached if you know your British series really well.
Okay. So do I need to watch this? Is this something we need to, like, post haste, hurry up and do it?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm giving it 3 out of 5 ticket stubs. And if you like kind of gritty crime stories, a whodunit, it involves the paranormal. So I was hooked. Like, I watched all 4 of them in one sitting because I was like, oh, what is going to happen? Because you don't really know if you should trust Nathan. You don't know if he's going to be this good guy or not. And why? How did he get involved in all this? And as the series progresses, you figure out what is going on there. The kind of web of lies starts to expand and who's involved. And he gets in too deep. And there's certainly this paranoia element to the character.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you said that you got the chance to interview some of the stars of the show.
Yeah, Russell Tovey, another actress that plays his wife, Neil Cross, the writer, and then one of the producers of the series. And then Russell and I share ghost stories as well.
Ooh, is that all you shared?
In the interviews, yes.
Juicy.
Wonderful.
So on my YouTube channel, Paul's Trip to the Movies on YouTube, but they'll also be on Twin Cities Live later today.
Awesome. And again, that show streams on Hulu.
Yes, 4 episodes, 45 minutes each.
Oh, that's great.
Commitment if you just want something short, something gritty, yeah.
It's going to snow this weekend. You could do that all this weekend.
You could.
Perfect. Okay, can you tell us some other things that are coming up on Hulu?
Yeah, there's some great movies coming up on Hulu, so get that subscription. There's a new Frances McDormand movie coming February 12th. It's called Nomadland. This is getting massive Oscar buzz. I have seen it. We can talk about it deeper later. But she plays this woman named Fern who becomes a nomad, so she's traveling state by state, living the nomad life out of her van. And it really is kind of this blend of fictional storytelling and documentary storytelling as well. So there's a book about it called Nomadland that the movie is based on. And Frances is incredible, and it really kind of opened my eye up to what nomads are like and why people live that lifestyle. And then Andra Day plays Billie Holiday in a new Lee Daniels movie called The United States of Billie Holiday, and that will come February 26th.
Okay. Now, here's something that people have been talking a lot about that I don't understand. And this is on Disney Plus. It's called WandaVision.
Yes. So Marvel is kicking off Phase 4 with a new series. They're kind of going like The Mandalorian, where instead of a big blockbuster, they're going for a new series, and it's taking the two characters, Wanda Maximoff, or Scarlet Witch, and Vision, played by Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany, who we've seen in all the Avengers movies, now giving them this series, and we find them newly married, living in this kind of cheery suburban life, much like you would see in a sitcom. Literally a black and white sitcom. The first two episodes were black and white, very much paying homage to the Dick Van Dyke Show, Bewitched, and they have to kind of keep their power a secret from their really nosy neighbors. One of them played by Katherine Hahn, Deborah Jo Rupp is in it. And then in the third episode, we jump to the 70s in a very Brady Bunch inspired episode as well.
Okay, so first of all, I do have to say, because I hear a lot about this show, and every time I hear it, I think that maybe Bradley's friend Wanda Wisdom
has her own.
I actually thought it was like a whole network, like WandaVision,
right.
You know. So I am always thrown off by it. I'm not really well acquainted with the Marvel universe, but are you loving this show?
I am loving it in a sense of it's so different than anything that we've seen from Marvel. And I have an appreciation for those old classic sitcoms. So I really dig the humor and the tone to this because you have to know those old shows. You have to understand the very like heightened acting and like the over the topness of who these characters and the world is, which is different than what we've seen from Marvel. You know, we got the nosy neighbors, these really goofy idioms that we hear, and they're going to be highlighting different decades of television throughout this series. And at the end of each episode, they kind of peel back the curtain a little bit to kind of realize there's something else going on that we don't know yet. The Avengers have not been mentioned, but you kind of get the sense that that's where it's going as the show will
progress.
Interesting.
Okay.
We've got three episodes so far. We're going to get, I think, 9 total on Disney+, 30 minutes each, so it very much fits that sitcom, you know, world.
Oh, awesome. Shoot. And you know, you were going to talk a little bit about getting that bundle of Disney Plus and Hulu, but we don't have a lot of time left. But people should just know that that's an option.
Yes, $12.99 a month. If you want to get the bundle, that way you get your Hulu and your Disney Plus and your ESPN, and you're saving over 25%.
Oh,
I know it
so
sounds like
easy.
An ad spot, but we're getting tons of new Marvel series as well later this year.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Paul McGuire Grimes. We'll
Thanks
be back
for having me.
With Crazy Super. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything is entertainment.
Oh,
the world is
the
a stage.
Problem.
The stage
Ta-da.
Is a world of entertainment.
Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah!
Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. First, we shall go to, where are we? We are in Queensland.
Australia.
And we're going to meet an 18-year-old gal by the name of Layla Shane North.
Okay.
This is an incident that occurred in the early hours of November 20th, so quite some time ago. However, she was just in court answering for her behaviors. And I'm actually surprised we haven't heard about her behaviors. She found herself late in the evening or perhaps early in the morning, depending on how you look at it. For her, it was late in the evening. For me, it would have been early in the morning. She found herself at a 24-hour McDonald's. It was about 12:30 a.m.
Okay.
And she had been imbibing. And she was with a group of girlfriends. And she started twerking and doing handstands on the counter at the McDonald's.
Okay, well, that's probably not a good thing to do.
Then she
jumped. She's wearing a mask.
She jumped off the counter, grabbed a mop, and began cleaning the floor.
Oh, well, that was nice of her.
And then she got done doing that. She got bored with it and jumped back on the counter, and she continued to twerk and do handstands until the cops arrived. The cops then made, quote, numerous requests for her to stop. And she did not. And then when the cops tried to arrest her, she ended up locking herself in the bathroom of the store and then going live on her socials to tell everybody about what she'd been up to at the McDonald's. When they finally were able to arrest her. They took her into custody and they offered her some food to eat because, of course, she was hungry. She was dancing on the counter at the McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And she took the food she was offered and smeared it on the cell's walls and then covered the camera with toilet paper.
Okay, so she was needing a timeout.
Her defense lawyer, Michael Riedel, has argued that she was, quote, struggling with personal issues at the time. Do you think?
Maybe some other issues, but okay, personal issues.
She pleaded guilty to 7 charges, including public nuisance, willful damage, and assaulting and obstructing police.
Not very nice.
She's been sentenced to 40 hours of community service and fined $200 for her antics.
Okay, well, that's a start.
So, kids, if you find yourself at the McDonald's at 12:30 a.m., just order your food and be quiet, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you could even twerk. Just don't do it on a counter because that doesn't seem sanitary.
Yeah, you can twerk, but twerk on the floor. You know, twerk closer to earth.
Yeah. Twerth.
Mm-hmm.
And ask yourself, is it twerth it? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Queensland.
Queensland, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Florida!
Florida.
Yay! Jacksonville, Pacifically, and, or I should say, Atlantically. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office did something, and something happened. And we know about it because of News 4 Jax. And here's the thing. A 22-year-old man was driving his roommate's car. And this was around 11:30 in the afternoon. It's not unusual, right?
No, I mean, driving a car in the middle of the day?
Yeah, big deal,
I've
right?
done it before.
Except he got into a crash.
Ruh-roh.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get hurt?
Yeah. Well, no, he was fine.
Oh, well, good.
The problem is, you know, police officers showed up.
Okay.
His crash. And they found him in the road. The 22-year-old man lying in the road on I-10 near Chafee Road.
That doesn't seem safe at all.
No, not safe. Especially when you realize that the man was completely nude.
Are you telling me he knows how to drive a stick?
Hell! Well, I don't know what method he used to drive the vehicle, but I will say he was buck naked, as the kids say, or butt naked, as I like to say. And it wasn't just his butt, but he was lying naked on the road at I-10 and Chafee Road. And the police were like, okay, sir, are you okay? Because there's a crashed car. Did you crash your clothes off too? And they tried to help him, but that didn't work. And that's when things got crazy, stupid, idiot. Because frankly, naked man, big deal.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a naked man or two.
Have we ever? At first, police say the man complied with the officer, but then became combative, and that's when he did the thing that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status. He ran toward the officer's vehicle.
Oh, no, no.
Jumped in the driver's seat.
Nope.
And took off!
No, naked man. Driving a stolen cop car. Negative!
So, he was wrestling, the officer was wrestling the naked man, trying to get him out of the driver's seat, but then the man started to drive away, the officer backed off because he didn't want to get hurt. The officer was then clipped by the vehicle as it pulled away. He suffered a minor arm and back injury, but was not admitted to the hospital. However, the naked man began driving the vehicle erratically and crashed into trees a few minutes later. And that's when he jumped out of the car, ran towards the officers completely naked.
Okay, so he's been doing a lot of running towards things naked, which is not a good situation.
He did, though, once he, like, ran towards the officers, he, like, got on his stomach and put his hands behind his back.
Okay, all right.
So they were able to take him into custody, and he was taken off for a psychiatric evaluation.
I think that was probably a wise choice.
Yeah, because, you know, again, it's not normal to run around naked.
No, no.
What is it, though, about, like, a crisis that makes people get naked?
I don't quite know.
Like, there must be something to that, because that is a common theme that when people are having a crisis,
they take their clothes off.
They just take their clothes off. They're frequently clothless.
Yeah. Clothes free, I think, is what they say.
Naked. Yeah.
Nudie patootie.
But I'm not sure why. Maybe you just feel like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. Mm. For our next story, we're going to Mishawaka, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And this person is still on the run, and the Mishawaka police would like your help in identifying a person who was very unsatisfied with their Wendy's meal.
Oh, that happens.
This happened at the Wendy's on North Grape Road across the street from the University Park Mall. So if you found yourself there at about 1:45 on Monday afternoon, you may have seen a woman who ordered her food and then left, but then came back.
And did she not get her curly fries or something?
She said she wanted a refund.
Oh, why?
I don't know, because I feel like there's no reason to get a refund at a Wendy's. You got four extra bites of burger with no bun. I mean, won.
Unless there was no burger on the bun or your Frosty was not Frosty.
Well, it sounds like there wasn't a real reason for the refund because she'd eaten all the food. And so the people who worked at the Wendy's were like, no, ma'am, you don't get to have a refund because you ate your food. Although she didn't eat all of her food, she threw food then at an employee.
What?
And then slammed the plexiglass barrier into the employee's face.
Oh, my God. Oh. No, don't do that.
And then the worst thing happened. Well, no, that was the worst thing. She left. She left the scene. And on her way out, she struck a second employee with her car. So now you know there's a lady running around Mishawaka who's real upset with her Wendy's meal from Monday. And
she's still upset?
I mean, I would imagine. I don't think you get over that quickly. Anyway, they're looking for her. So if you know anything about that lady, if you've talked to anybody who tells you about a meal that they were not satisfied with at the Wendy's on North Grape Road at 1:45 on Monday, call the popo.
I feel like of all the things people get angry about, Wendy's doesn't need to be the one.
Can I just ask a question? Have you ever been so mad about a meal that you wanted your money back?
Taco Bell, yes. when they didn't put all of my items in the bag. And it happened on more than one occasion. And by like the third time, I was just done with that particular Taco Bell. It was not all Taco Bells. It was one in particular.
Very concerned.
Were you? Although to be safe, to be fair, I have not had Taco Bell in a long time.
I mean, I haven't either, but I would be sad if that no longer was an option for you. Yeah. So I'm glad it's still an option.
Yeah, of course.
But I just don't think I've ever been so angry at a meal that I've been like, give me my money.
Oh, I get hangry all the time. I am not a nice person when I'm hangry. Nope. 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 Nope.
But then if you've eaten, you're fine, right?
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, like, I can understand attitude when you're not getting what you want and you're hangry.
Okay.
Because then you just have unruly thoughts and you think to yourself, I just don't feel good about my choices right now. And I need to be alone so that I don't say or do anything that I will regret.
I would just like to advise everybody, and this is as much for myself as it is anybody, just always have a little snack on hand for those moments so you can kind of tamp down the hangriness. It's not fun. It's not a good feeling to have.
No, hangry is bad.
It's bad. When we return, are you hangry right now?
No.
Okay.
Should I be?
No, I was just checking. I just wanted to know what
we
was
had
in for.
Some substandard food earlier.
This is true. When we come back,
I mean, you asked.
On the Colleen and Bradley show.
I'll tell you, it's not my favorite.
We're going to play a game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.